Let's plunge into the future. Now, you obviously made a concerted effort once you realized it was possible to begin taking people into future lives and finding out what our world was going to be like. We're quite curious about that. I certainly am.
Yes, and part of it, when you were talking about Anne, the people who have had near-death experiences often come back with an ability to have precognitive dreams, that is, dreams of the future, and then these dreams seem to come true. So I had started studying that and then progressing people into the future patients. And then I started progressing groups, and as I mentioned, giving them questionnaires and bringing them to specific dates. And I found that the date with the most consensus was the farthest date, 1,000 years in the future or more.
Okay.
And people were describing a very idyllic place here. No violence, no wars, no negative emotions, but a very green, by the way, in some areas that were off limits for repair, which is interesting.
Really?
But a vastly reduced population.
Oh.
And vastly reduced. And it seems that, but people were happy. Now, people could come in and out of their bodies, too, just like people, again, having a near-death experience, they would have an out-of-body experience or conscious dying. That is, they could just leave their bodies at the time of death. By the way, the person, Patrick, that I described who came here 60,000 years ago could do that, too. So maybe it is in our future, but it's already been possibly done by other civilizations. At any rate, it seemed the next most consensus was that there's much more detail in the book, by the way. I go into people describing desert museums because there were no more deserts on the earth in that year.
And desert museums?
Yeah, they had to remember what deserts are, so they had museums of deserts. So much more detail in the book, but I'm just...
That would imply, I guess, man's control of the elements, huh?
Yes, we had progressed so much. And then the next most consensus was that the 100 to 200 years from now, where people were telling me basically that it was more of the same. There was more warming, more pollution, better science, better food technology, farming in the oceans, wars, violence, but nothing cataclysmic. That's what I was looking at in terms of these prophecies and things that I've been reading about. It seems we're still there. And then it's also important to remember that the future is a system of probabilities and possibilities, and our decisions will affect how we're going to get to that 1,000-year mark, because something happens in the middle. This was where there was the most confusion or least consensus, that reduces the population. And we have some conscious input, apparently, into how that happens. The most benign way would be just a conscious decision not to have so many children. So you have fewer
children. But I'm afraid I'd lay money that wouldn't be what happens.
I would think we're not going in that direction, too. The next most benign way would be a decline in the fertility rate. By the way, that's already being measured. Because of toxins or poisons or other factors, the least benign ways would be wars, meteors or asteroids, or viruses or illnesses, man-made things, catastrophes, and something in that middle period, 400 or 500 years from now. That's where the population decline comes, but the Earth is still here.
So nothing that you've received yet has enough commonality among enough for you to tell me what the agent of change is.
No, and it may not even be, in that sense, completely decided yet. We may be able to alter the future.
Uh-huh.
I go into that concept a lot in this book. How do you alter the future to make it better, both your near future in this life and in your future lives and the future of the planet? Because we have our individual future lives, but then the collective future of the planet. And I think that our decisions in the near term are going to eventually determine how we get to that decline in population in that idyllic world 1,000 years from now.
Well, that implies, obviously, a lot of people on the short end of the stick, as it were.
But our souls are still okay, because they can never be harmed. So it could be that many of us are watching this from another dimension or from the other side.
So our souls could end up elsewhere in the universe, if instead of a constant need for more souls that we have right now because we're increasing in population so much, there is a sudden negative on the balance sheet, well, those souls then go presumably, what? Would there be a period of time when simply reincarnation would not occur?
Exactly.
A longer period of time, let's say? Or
we may be in other dimensions, higher dimensions. Some of us may have graduated by that time. No need to come back to this high school. Maybe we're in college then or graduate school. So I think a lot of us won't have to be here. But the Earth will be here, and it will be replenished. And that, to me, was very positive because so many people were describing the same thing. And it's, again, it's a lesser level of confidence than I have with the past lives, because there you can really go and validate. And yet, just the numbers are suggesting to me that that may be our intention, and that may be, you know, the probable future. That middle period still worries me, how we get there, but we're going to be okay.
Well, you said the Earth's resources would be replenished. Right now it seems as though we're realizing how finite these resources are. And, you know, peak oil is here, and we can see the other end of that situation energy-wise. And so I wonder how that replenishment occurs.
Well, I think it's going to happen after that middle period. So what science is going to be like 600-700 years from now is so radically advanced from what it is now in terms of food production and replenishing forests and other and natural resources. I don't think we have to be concerned about that. It's going to happen.
It's hard to even imagine. It really is with our current world and all the news we're getting. It seems as though we're headed for inevitable, and I guess we are. I guess we're headed for that inevitable middle period, however it manifests itself.
I think so, and we also have free will. We can accelerate that. We can bring it closer if we're really bent on in going in that direction.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess it's going to happen one way or the other, right? So
I think so. I don't want this to sound like fact. This is just my research in giving with individuals and with several thousand people, progressing them in groups and giving them questionnaires. But just the sheer consensus is telling me that we're headed in that direction.